T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the line now with us, the head football coach at Tulane Green Wave, Willie Fritz. Coach, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Well, I like the fact you guys are in a casino. I wasn't quite sure about the new name of your show, but I like everything else. That's good.
Coach, Coach Dykes talked about it that night. Man, the best start his team has had all season long in the first half, and it was the tsunami hit, so to speak, and 55-26 SMU wins. It don't get any easier. Man, you got Cincinnati coming up Saturday, but just in a nutshell, man, you get hit like that so early in the game. Man, you've had games where you've been close, you've kind of tightened up the score, and then it sort of falls apart at the end. But, man, that early shot by SMU just kind of wiped you out.
Yeah, they did a nice job. They got a good ball club. They offensively, they've got four quality receivers, good running back. We had a couple third down situations, which has been a problem for us this year, where we had them in third and long and didn't get a stop. And, offensively, we just didn't connect on a couple balls. Had some drops and some things. We just got to convert. Like I've said many times before, we don't have to play perfect, but we got to play real good. And we're doing it in spurts. We're just not doing it enough. Also had a couple, bad kick covers where they got some good starting field position. So didn't start off very well. The guys came out in the second half, got after it, came within a whisker, getting back, to within one score of them.
Yep.
A little trick play on a field goal and didn't convert it. To their credit, they took that ball down the field, scored on it, and kind of put the game out of reach.
Now, Coach Fritz, how do you handle this adversity? I guess one snap and clear, you go on to the next opponent. But I'm looking at the 6 games against FBS teams that you've led for 19 minutes, basically 19 minutes and a half, and never at the end of a quarter. I'm looking at, you'd be lucky if you're going 50-50. You're giving up 46 points per game to 6 FBS opponents, and FBS opponents have punted twice in the first half through 6 games. Do you have any regrets when you look at maybe making a defensive coordinator change? Because I know what occurred last year and how you're trying to close out games, but it seems like that from a defensive perspective, that it's not good English, and I know Tulane would hate this language, but it's going from worse to worser.
He stole that from me, Coach.
Yeah,
what he meant.
To me, it's like you're giving up 46 points a game, you're hard-pressed to beat anybody.
No, we're having problems on the defensive side of the ball, without question. It's one of the things I listen on the headphones while we're going. We're in the right defense. We just got to execute. Sometimes it's the X's and O's, and sometimes it's the Jimmies and the Joes. You got to make a play when it's your opportunity to make a play. A few times schematically, they got into some things that were tough for us to defend it. Well, we were in. But there's we can play a lot better than that.
Right.
I got confidence in my guys and my coaches. You just got to continue to keep getting better. When you make a change, like you had to last year, that's difficult to do. There's sometimes some some growing pains. I was hoping there wouldn't be this much, you know, but we're going to play a lot better down the stretch here and see an improved team, and we need to. We need to play better down the stretch.
Now, Coach Fritz, all the years and all your experience, your 29-year coaching career, and you look at adversity that, you know, you're facing right now, I mean, it seems like that would keep you up at night. But I know, you know, one snap is clear and you keep going. But how do you challenge the team when you got, like, I think, is it very similar to maybe before y'all played Oklahoma, when you're like, oh, well, we can shock the world and look at that competitive game when y'all played the Oklahoma Sooners with number two Cincinnati coming to Yeoman Stadium?
That's the same thing, though. It's a great opportunity for our guys. You know, all these guys will want to try to play at the next level, want to play at the highest level of collegiate football. And, you know, you go out and you play well. These are the games that the people look at. You know, they don't look at the Morgan State game. They look at these other games, you know, and they look at these top-notch teams that you're playing. And how do you match up against these guys? And I just keep challenging them every week. You know, just do your job. Do you want to let that's what we got to take care of. You know, and judging whatever the call is, just execute the call to the best of your ability. And let's just try to get a little bit better every single day. And we had a great practice today. You know, we switched things up a little bit. I've got some really good captains. Met with them. They had some ideas on a few things to do. We did some competitive things, maybe a little bit more competitive things than you normally do during the middle of a season. But guys responded to it well, and you know, really doing a good job showing positive character. We need to keep doing that when you're facing adversity like we're facing.
Now, Coach Fritz, before on to Cincinnati, looking at SMU. That you made a comment that too many defenders trying to play hero ball and busting their assignments. Is it all about, okay, I want to make a big play? Because you want big-time playmakers, but you can't just sweep aside your responsibilities. Is that what you were taking about, hero ball, like, okay, I'm going to guess here, then you end up getting burned?
You know, the play's going to come to you, and you got to make that play when it comes to you. You know, doing your 111. Hey, when we're playing three deep, you can't let a guy get behind you.
Right.
You know, it's little league football. It doesn't matter where you're at. You know, and you got to stay over the top and get behind you. I don't know what other coverage you're getting. You know, so if you're supposed to, you know, slant and get in the B gap, get in the goddamn B gap.
Yeah.
You know, and do your job. We're not trying to. That's what I mean by hero ball. You know, you kind of freelance a little bit out there, and we don't have a ton of it, but you get it every once in a while. Just execute your assignment, and you know, don't be guessing on what's going to happen. You know, I had one the other night where, you know, a receiver went across, and a guy chased him, and unfortunately, he had the flat. He didn't have the one supposed to be chasing that guy, and he knew it immediately. He screwed up, but. You got to do your assignment. And you get in the heat of the battle. Teams are going fast. You got to be able to think fast as well. And we got smart guys, and they'll get better. And either 111th, and we'll see better play.
Coach, I've had people ask me, you know, what's the big change at Cincinnati? Now, you know, they considered one of the top teams in college football today, and watching them, it's the speed they have. You know, you watch those linebackers and secondary people, every one of them can run. It's like a football 400-meter relay team. Every one of them attacks the football. They fast to the football in flight. And the same thing on the offensive side, the football at wide receiver and running back. To me, that's the big difference. I think they were always – because of the recruiting area, you were getting some big guys.
Ohio, yeah.
In that Ohio area. You always had big guys. But it's the speed of that football team that jumps out at you when you watch them.
No, you're right. They've had great teams over the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years. And, you know, Coach Nichols taking it to another level. You're exactly right about the speed, you know, on the perimeter, inside. defensive linemen, very aggressive. They attacked in the kicking game, too. Did a good job in that area. And then wide receivers, they've got great speed there. Some, a couple of big 6'6 tight ends that do a really nice job. A Heisman Trophy candidate, quarterback. So, done a super job recruiting and developing these guys. They really play hard. You know, when you're talented, you play hard. And physically, you've got an opportunity to have a great team, and they certainly do.
Now, Coach Fritz, right quick, I know you're not going to stop believing, but what's the status right now of quarterback Michael Pratt?
Well, we're kind of waiting through the week to see how he is. When you get into this situation, you have a protocol you need to follow. And one of the things I learned a long time ago, I'm not a doctor, and I'm going to make sure those guys make the decisions on exactly what we're going to do. We're hoping he's going to be able to play on Saturday. He's working towards it. He's a big-time competitor, and we'll just have to wait the next few days.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Man, best of luck to you going up against really one of the best teams in college football.
Shock the world, Coach Fritz.
Well, that's what we're wanting to do. We're working towards that. Appreciate you guys.
All right, thank
you,
Coach.
All right. Thank you, Coach. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.